The scripture we chose for the Stewardship Sunday that's printed just beneath the sermon title was chosen by the Stewardship Committee as a call for us to live generously as we emphasize our stewardship this morning. It reminds us that God has given us many diverse gifts and that we, by His grace, exercise those gifts. We re-gift God's gifts to those around us. And God has given us various gifts. If it is to encourage, as our scripture says, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. We are, after all, stewards of God's gifts. And those gifts include our time, our talents, and our treasure. God has given us so much. He created us in His image. He gives us all that we need for this life and for our living godly lives. The eternal Son of God came to give His life for us, to live generously for us, to purchase us, not with gold or silver, but with His precious blood. And the Holy Spirit enables us by that same grace and gift to live our lives, to bless our neighbor, and to glorify God. That, in a nutshell, is the message I want to share with you this morning and had planned to share with you this morning. Then life happens. In the United States of America, more specifically, Election Day happened. And many of us woke up elated on Wednesday. Many of us woke up saddened by the news. Some of us are hopeful, and some of us are frightened. My first thought was that since this would be on people's mind, it would complicate what I wanted to share with you this morning. But then I realized Jesus' words. This will be an opportunity for you, He says. I realized that Jesus' words in our appointed gospel lesson really take us to the heart of the matter, as well as our epistle, to not grow weary in doing good. They will arrest you, Jesus says, and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify, he says. This will give you an opportunity to bear witness. Adversity leads us to opportunity. We're encouraged. Conflict always is an opportunity to glorify God, Jesus reminds us. Suffering purifies us just as a refiner's fire removes dross from silver and gold. A divisive election, certainly, is an opportunity to glorify God and for God's word and His wisdom to shine. So make up your minds, Jesus says, not to prepare for your defense in advance, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict, Jesus assures us. In other words, God is in the business of making us better stewards, not just calling us to better stewardship. He not only commissions us, He equips us. He not only calls us, He enables. Like the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day that led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, so God goes ahead of us and behind to protect and defend us and to lead us down His path. Sadly, it is in our nature to despair. It's in our nature to gloat. It's in our nature, in both cases, not to recognize the good gifts God has given His whole creation. We can be so absorbed in our problems and our challenges that we're not aware of God's incredible generosity toward us. And we can be so self-absorbed that we do not see giftedness in others. That there is an opportunity that God has given to bear witness. When we don't recognize these gifts, we're not vested. We have not bought in to what the mission of God is and what He has given us as individuals or as the corporate body of Christ. We do not truly believe that God has graced us so richly and diversely as He has as a family of faith. We do not fully trust that God is generously vested in us, as it says here. He believes in you. He believes in me. He trusts that we will use our resources, material and spiritual. He says there is an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Adversity and suffering can help us see what really matters in this life. It will redefine our values, just like the prodigal son, as you remember, was staring at the pig fodder hungrily. So we, like him, will come to our senses and realize the goodness of the Father toward us and how that should propel us forward toward the kingdom. Nation will rise up against nation, Jesus says. There will be political battles, wars, trials, and tribulation. But Jesus says, this will give you an opportunity. What others have meant for evil, God means for good. One window may close, but God will open a door. God will answer that prayer He taught us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, I will give you words. I will give you wisdom. This will give you an opportunity. God continues to be generous. Our cup runs over with His grace and goodness. And it spills out of our mouths and out of our lives to bless those around us. This is what it means to be blessed, to be a blessing. Just as Jesus said, it is better to give than it is to receive. It is to imitate God and let His life flow through us. This is what it means to fulfill our mission here at First St. Paul's, to proclaim Christ, to serve others, and to nurture faith. We follow God's lead in Jesus Christ. We believe in His mission. We believe in one another. And we invest ourselves in one another. We invest our time in one another, just as the eternal Son of God stepped out of eternity into time to become human flesh and share that with us. We share our talent, just as Christ spread the good news as a gifted teacher and healed those who were oppressed. We give our treasure, just as Jesus gave His all, His body and His blood and His breath, to give us all in the resurrection and renewed creation. We are saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God, and we proceed through life to eternity by that same gift and grace and gift of God. God has given us an opportunity this morning. And every day, He gives us a chance to bear witness and to bring Him all the glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we pray that we, Your people, who Your gifts unnumbered claim, through the sharing of Your blessings, may bring glory to Your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.